Hello, welcome to the Fleet and Family Service podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and we make them available in 5 minutes or less. My name is Marilyn Larrabee, and I'm a new parent support home visitor with the Fleet and Family Support Center here at Naval Base Kitsap. Today's podcast is on water safety for babies and toddlers. It's a continuation of a series titled Raising Awareness About Baby and Toddler Injuries and How We Can Prevent Them. According to the American Academy of Pediatricians, drowning is the leading cause of death among children age 1 to 4 and number one cause among teens. This has been a tough year. During COVID-19, more children are at home and parents may have multiple tasks, including teleworking, helping those older kids with some online schooling, lots of distractions. And distractions can provide an opportunity for toddlers to get into harm's way. It is often thought that splashes and cries could be heard if a child was drowning. However, parents have shared their stories of their losses, and they warn that drowning is silent, can be instant, can occur in 1 to 2 inches of water, and it can happen to any family, even those who thought they were vigilant. Let's work together as families and community and be aware of steps to keep babies and toddlers safe. Listen, we know how much fun water is and how alluring it can be for children. Bath time with all those toys, that first wading pool, and any way to splash and make someone laugh and cool off in the summer. So how do we keep them safe? Let's break it down. Taking safety steps to protect your little ones depends on their age and their abilities to get into a situation that has a risk for drowning. Here is a brief list of tips. So for infants, always have an adult stay within reach when the baby is in or near water. Keep those bath time toiletries and towels nearby. Be ready to go. And set the water heater temperature no higher than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. An added caution, using those bath seats in the tub can tip over. Never, never leave a child alone in a bathtub. So what happens when they start crawling? Again, have an adult stay within reach when the baby is in or near water. Empty the bathtub, buckets of water, wading pools, or any other water collection object where a baby can fall in. Install latches on toilets and encourage your family to keep the bathroom door closed and maybe install a childproof doorknob cover. And when they're toddlers, they start walking. Take the same steps for a toddler, but increase your observations and precautions. The more your child increases abilities to climb, walk, and problem solve, the more interested they may be to wander off, to investigate. For example, dropping toys in the toilet or accidentally trip and fall into a pool of water where they saw more toys. Here's some overall steps for prevention. For pools, always make sure that there's a 4 foot or taller fence around all four sides. Keep the doors from the house to the pool or outdoors locked. Remove toys from the pool and install a pool cover when it's not in use. Use Coast Guard approved life jackets when around water and be extra attentive when visiting other homes. They may not be set up for safety for babies and toddlers. We strongly advise swim lessons for the whole family, infant and child CPR and first aid classes. Check your local pools for swim lessons and the American Red Cross for infant and child CPR and first aid classes. They also have a free online class called Water Safety for Caregivers and Parents, and it's excellent. The American Academy of Pediatricians website also provides a drowning prevention toolkit. Check out more resources and website links for detailed tips on the Navy Life PNW description for this podcast. Thank you for joining Fleet and Family Support Services podcast today to help prevent drowning accidents and keep children safe. Together, we can increase awareness and bring those heartbreaking statistics down. Splash, have fun, practice safety, and make good memories. Stay tuned for more Infant Toddler Safety Tip podcasts in the future. For more information, contact us at 1-866-854-0638. Thank you. Have a great day.